Good afternoon. The wind continues to increase out of the south and becoming gusty at times over 20 miles per hour out ahead of the next storm system, which is tracking through the Great Lakes and into southern Canada. That south wind will help push temperatures into the lower and mid-50s on average for afternoon highs, but also bring in enough moisture to produce numerous rain showers through the afternoon and into the evening hours. The wind will shift to the southwest as a front passes through this evening. More showers around, otherwise cloudy and breezy. Behind the front, temperatures will dip back into the 40s. Behind this system tomorrow, the wind will really pick up out of the west and at times gust over 40 miles per hour, especially over the higher terrain. Skies will remain mostly cloudy, and with upper-level energy still passing through, we'll still run the risk at scattered showers, especially across the higher terrain. With cooler air flowing in, highs will be in the upper 40s and lower 50s. In fact, that cool air will change some of the rain showers to snow showers overnight on Friday night across the Adirondacks and out over the Great Lakes. Here in the immediate parts of eastern New York and New England, we'll see just plain rain showers. On Saturday afternoon, a few passing showers, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool still, with highs staying in the 40s. A ridge of high pressure will start to build back in on Sunday, pushing it back to the lower 50s with a mix of sun and clouds, and we'll spend the first half of next week warming up through the 50s and into the 60s by Wednesday with plenty of sunshine. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that same storm that brought snow and severe weather to the Rockies and Plains yesterday will continue to move northeastward through the Great Lakes. Widespread snow will taper off, but strong winds will remain a threat across the whole region. Numerous wind advisories and high wind warnings are in effect for the Midwest, Great Lakes, and Ohio Valley. Winds at times could gust up to 60 miles per hour in some of these locations. Meanwhile, lake effect snow will increase across the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Winter storm warnings have been issued downwind of Lake Superior for 3 to 7 inches of wind-driven snow. And the National Hurricane Center has now issued its last advisory on post-tropical cyclone Kate, located about 430 miles south-southeast of Cape Race, Newfoundland, and it's racing toward the northeast at 26 miles per hour. Maximum sustained winds are at 70 miles per hour, and Kate is expected to weaken over the next couple of days over the North Atlantic Ocean. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Alice, Texas, to a low of 9 below zero at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy and breezy with showers moving in near 60. Boston cloudy with showers moving in later and highs in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo cloudy and windy with showers, possibly a thunderstorm, and highs in the upper 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 49 degrees, the average low 33. The record high 68 set in 1909, and the record low 15 in 1976. Sunrise this morning was at 6:43 a.m., sunset this evening at 4:35 p.m., 9 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with occasional showers today and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Cloudy and breezy with showers tonight and lows in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy today with occasional showers and the highs in the mid to upper 50s. More clouds and showers tonight, breezy with lows in the middle to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with occasional showers today and highs in the lower to mid 50s. Cloudy and breezy with showers tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy with occasional showers today and highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy and breezy with showers tonight and lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy with occasional showers today and highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy and breezy with showers tonight and lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy, cooler with scattered showers, lower 50. Some wet snow tomorrow night in the mountains, otherwise scattered showers. On Saturday, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool with a passing shower or two in the mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds, less wind Sunday, lower 50s. Mostly sunny, mid-50s Monday. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 50s Tuesday. And partly sunny, windy, and warm on Wednesday with highs in the lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.